This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of internet radio shows or podcasts. This is number 50 in the series for Franklin Matters. In this session, you give me about 10 minutes and I'll fill you in on what matters in Franklin, Mass. This week. To prepare for the town council meeting this Wednesday, December 2nd, the big item on the agenda will be the annual tax classification hearing beginning at 7:10 p.m. The council meeting officially opens at 7. This is the time and place where the town council determines to keep a single tax rate or decides to implement a split tax rate. I have reviewed the data provided by the Board of Assessors for the hearing. I've also spent time on the Department of Revenue website, obtaining some historical data on Franklin's budget, tax rates, etc. I've used that to prepare a few slides to share some information that I think can help understand the overall situation to get ready for this meeting Wednesday. Page 2 shows a table with the residential versus commercial industrial property mix since 1999. It's varied a little each year, but generally it's around 80% residential and 20% commercial industrial. The high point for residential actually occurred in 1988 at 82.12%, and the low point occurred in 1993 at 77.04%. Page 3 shows the same numbers in a chart format. As there is so little variation, I think this makes it more clear and understandable than the actual number table itself. They're the same numbers that drive it as in the chart as in the table, but I think this makes it more clear. Page 4 shows the tax rate as it has varied throughout the years from 1988 through 2009. I really shouldn't have used a line to depict the point in time number for each year. That's really not proper protocol for a chart, but it is much easier to view the data in this way, so I have chosen to do so. The tax rate high point, as you can see, was in 1997 when it was 14.21%, and the low point in the period shown was actually 8.86% in 2007. So if you look at it carefully, I find it interesting that the tax rate has dropped. Yes, dropped for 9 of the last 12 years. And yet, all you hear when you talk to anybody is, we've got a tax problem. Well, page 5 more clearly shows what our tax problem is, at least the people are talking about. The numbers on this chart depict the average tax bill for the period 1988 through 2009. And as you can see from the reddish bars, in no year did the average tax bill decrease. I put the same tax rate line from page 4 on here as well. So clearly, you should be able to come to the same understanding that I have, that the tax rate, whether it goes up or down, really has little effect on the tax bill itself. The tax bill is always going up. Now, there are many reasons for the increases shown, and I don't have all the information to explain at this point, nor do I have the time this week to do so. What I can show you on page 6 is how the assessed value affects the rate. The reddish bars, in this case, depict the net change in assessed total value of all the properties in Franklin, combined residential, commercial, industrial. Since 2006, the commercial industrial assessed value has been in a decline. In 2006 and 2007, the new growth for commercial industrial actually covered the decline in valuation, so there was net growth for commercial industrial. But for 2008, 2009, and for FY 2010, the new growth has not been able to cover the decline in valuation. And more importantly, on the residential side, go back to that number, 80% of what we have in Franklin is residential, 20% commercial industrial. On the residential side, the decline in valuation has far exceeded the new growth. So yeah, you do see some new houses coming online, but the valuation of the houses that are here has declined. Hence, the overall decline in total assessed values has dropped from $4.9 billion in 2007 to $4.3 billion in 2010. With less tax base upon which to levy the same amount of tax revenue, guess what? The tax rate has to increase. It will increase in 2010. Now, I can hear some folks saying, let's go with the split tax rate. But really, with the kind of property mix we have, we would not be able to create a split tax and solve our problem. Split tax doesn't solve the problem. All it does is shift the proportion of the pie that each party pays. It doesn't increase the overall amount of taxes, tax revenues that we gain. So if we wanted to take a dollar off the residential property tax, it would actually increase the commercial industrial property tax by $4 for every one we took off the residential. We don't need to shift the tax burden from one to the other. What we need to do is grow the overall tax base. We need a bigger pie. So the best opportunities for growth really come from the underutilized commercial industrial space that we have. You should be aware of the efforts of Brian Tabiner and others in the Department of Planning and Commercial and Community Development. They are busy working to market the attractiveness of Franklin for commercial industrial uses. This is where we need to develop. We don't need additional residential properties, which would further burden the school system. We need a healthy base, a healthy growth of commercial and industrial properties to provide tax revenues and maybe even provide some jobs for the local residents. On page 8, I provide the resources, the links to the town council information for the Wednesday meeting, and the Department of Revenue numbers. I walk you through how you can get from the mass.gov site through to the data bank reports, and then there's a whole series of reports in there. If you really need all the details, contact me and I'll walk you through that. Page 9, if you've got any additional questions, feel free to contact me. Provides a link as well to Franklin Matters. Just a quick outlook on the week ahead. The Finance Committee is meeting on Tuesday, December 1. The Town Council meeting, which we spent time talking about, on Wednesday, December 2. And the Holiday Stroll is coming up Thursday, December 3rd, sponsored by the Downtown Partnership. It's going to be a great event. Christmas lighting, Santa's going to be around, a whole lot of partying games, businesses throughout downtown. Please participate in these events. It's a good thing to do to help support Franklin. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can use your help. How can you help? If you like this, please tell a neighbor. If you don't like this, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, you can always visit franklinmattersblogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008 and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.